Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Saturday, November 5th and Sunday, November 6th. The weekend will likely start with a continuation of Friday's rain, but it should end up a mostly sunny affair overall. According to the National Weather Service, showers are likely, mainly before 1 p.m. in the Cedar Rapids area. It will be cloudy, with the skies eventually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 50 degrees. It will also be a bit breezy, with a wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. The wind will calm as the day goes on and the clouds depart. On Sunday, it will be mostly sunny, with a high near 59 degrees, and on Sunday night, it will be mostly clear, with a low of around 36 degrees. There was an update Friday on the shooting near three schools that caused lockdowns the day before. A Mount Mercy University cross-country runner was injured when he was caught in a shooting Thursday afternoon while on his way to practice. The 21-year-old student, whose name was not released, is expected to make a full recovery, according to Mount Mercy campus officials. The shooting happened just before 4 p.m. near Hazel Drive and Elmhurst Drive Northeast. Nearby schools Mount Mercy University, Regis Middle School, and Garfield Elementary all went into lockdown. Cedar Rapids police believe the student was inadvertently caught in gunfire between two or more shooters. In an email to parents, Regis Principal Josh Gredis said the individual who was shot was transported to Regis for safety and care. Due to the nature of this situation, students may have seen the injured person, in addition to blood from the wound. The injured Mount Mercy student was treated at the middle school before being transported by ambulance to a hospital. Police say his injuries are not life-threatening. A judge on Friday granted a motion to have a Marion man, who was accused of fatally assaulting his 19-day-old infant, undergo a mental evaluation. His murder case is suspended pending the outcome. Sixth Judicial District Judge Jason Bessler said Samuel Elijah Goodwin, 23, will have an evaluation by an independent psychologist, as requested by the defense, and a status conference will be set in early January. Pending the results of that evaluation, the prosecution may ask the court to have another evaluation by a state psychologist. Goodwin, charged with first-degree murder and child endangerment resulting in death, admitted to police to assaulting the infant by throwing him in a crib and slamming his head into the floor because he wouldn't stop crying, according to a criminal complaint. It's time for another fallback transition. Daylight saving time is out, and standard time is in this weekend. Standard time begins at 2 a.m. local time Sunday and lasts until March 12th. Remember to set your manual clocks back an hour before going to bed Saturday night. The time change means darkness will arrive earlier in the evening, and the light will arrive earlier in the morning. Have a good weekend, everyone.